Hi, everybody, and welcome to this hot mess episode of Two Girl Tea.
Hi, I'm Madison. Yes, my mic is great. What do you mean? I know I sound amazing. How are you, Mickey?
I am exhausted. I'm tired. I've been in bed all day. I'm not really sleeping, but in bed all day.
Are you sick?
No, I'm depressed. We went to the gym yesterday. I went to the gym today, and so I'm also very sore, but it's like good sore, and I'm feeling good about that. We want to go later tonight. We also have grocery shopping and stuff we got to do this evening. So
not always. Still, yeah, getting out.
Yeah, maybe. But also like I was in bed all day, so it's all stuff that could have been done,
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I didn't because I was in bed all day. So
I get it, but I mean, you're still gonna get it done tonight, you know?
Yeah.
No pressure.
No, I'm not feeling any.
No pressure.
Definitely not feeling any.
Sorry you're feeling depressed, girl.
Yeah, it's whatever.
Did that fix it?
Yes, actually, thank you. I'm feeling so much better.
Good, it's a miracle.
My depression has just vanished.
Oh, I'm going to start my own church. I'm going to be like, come up on stage. Your depression will be gone now.
Yes.
But not from God.
No.
I won't. No.
We don't know.
I'm not going in there.
No.
Well, God, I know depression is the worst. And feeling guilt about like things that you could have accomplished or whatever and instead didn't. That's a shitty.
And then it like puts like you in like a whole cycle because like you feel like shit and then you don't do anything and then you feel like shit for not doing anything. And so it's like you're feeling like shit for feeling like shit and then you're just feeling like shit. And it, before you know it, like the whole day is gone. You haven't done anything and you just still feel terrible.
I know. And then it just feels it feels like unaccomplishable. You know, you're like, that is too many things that I have to do. Why did I clump them all together? And why do I act? Yeah, I get it. It's a shitty place to be. Gosh, I don't know. So you're going to like, you can't. Mickey's making faces. So you're just trying to kind of fight it at the moment, and like, kind of get out a little bit more, but I know that's not a fix it, you know, thing. I just started a mood stabilizer. I don't know if you're dipping your toes into the psych meds, but yeah, I have a history with antidepressants, but I did just start like a Lamotrigine, which is supposed to help with that a bit.
I've taken everything. And it, none of it really worked on me. It kind of just made me feel sick and really bad.
Did it make you feel like no fear or like I was on one where my whole thing was like, I felt no fear of anything.
You like, yeah, you feel like indestructible and just like this
invincible thing. And I was just really cocky.
You end up doing like really self-destructive shit.
It almost puts empathetic you like, anymore, you know, to anything.
Yeah, it puts you in like a manic. In like a manic state.
Totally. I know, like, oh my God, I did that for a few years in the New Mexico, and it was not cute. I really thought I was something too, because it was when I was like thin. I was like, I'm thin, I'm not depressed, and these meds are making me crazy. Here I go. So I know, it's like, people are always like, well, just see a doctor and get on some meds, you know, when you're feeling these things. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, you have a whole fucking history, you know?
Yeah, and like, I wish I could. I mean, I honestly wish I could. I would take it, you know, in a heartbeat, because I've got nothing against meds. And I feel like, you know, I feel like meds also get a bad rap in terms of like, people think there's those people who think that you can like heal everything from like getting water and drinking and sitting in the sunlight like a plant. And it's not
the sunlight people.
The sunlight people, the people who like sun their assholes.
The ones who are like, the only energy I need is from the sun, so I'm not going to eat, and then they die because they didn't eat, and they were like, I'm going to get.
So there's also people like that who like don't believe in. There's also people like that who don't believe in. medicine or anything like that. And I'm definitely not one of those people. Like, if it works for you, do it, because, you know, when you're feeling like this, you'll do anything. You'll do anything to feel better. And so if I were the type of person who had the chemical makeup that benefited from meds, I would 100% be on them. But I've tried it all before. And yeah, not to say that I couldn't, that it couldn't affect me differently now, but just the way that they've made me feel in the past has kind of put me in a state of like being afraid of them, because I definitely I don't want to experience that again when my body starts, when my body gets used to them or anything like that. Like, it just,
I know that they completely like can change your personality in ways. Especially, and you've already, like, if you've gone down the laundry list of meds, which I've done, which I didn't know that you had done, and Lexi has too, she's like, I've been on everything. But once you've already gone through that laundry list and like you've had all that, the shitty experiences with those meds. Now, I'm not one of those people who don't believe in antidepressants, because they clearly work for a lot of people, mm-hmm. but I don't think that they work for my chemical makeup either. So it's like, there is some relief and things, but the payoff and the side effects aren't usually worth it to me.
No, I definitely, like, my experience is that they always make me feel worse in different ways. So like, I remember one time,
getting off them is hell.
One time I took some, or I was taking some, and it, like, I had the worst stomach problems, vomiting and diarrhea, just like to the max.
I don't know why I'm smiling about this. I was thinking
about. So now I'm like, I'm vomiting. I have explosive diarrhea. I'm nauseous. And I'm also sad. Like,
no, that's not what you got those for.
None for me.
Like, I didn't want to poop and throw up and like still be sad. Like, seriously. Thank you, antidepressant.
Yeah.
Well, my God. Well, it's a journey. I hope that you do start feeling a bit better. It's like your friends, when you have your friends who are feeling depressed, it's like literally you feel kind of helpless. You're like, what can I do for my friend when they're depressed? Because you can't fix it for them. You can wish them well all fucking day, and it's not going to fix the situation.
Yeah,
so
the best thing you can do is
so get over it, Nikki.
Yeah, the best thing you can just get right in their face and tell them, stop.
Stop doing that. Don't be depressed anymore. Just go grab some sunlight. Hey, no big deal.
Sun your asshole.
Stop using only shop organic and you'll be fine.
Yes, mm-hmm. Cut dairy.
What did you say about your asshole? What?
You haven't seen those people who like go out on like a hiking trail and like sun their assholes?
No. Oh, you mean like that bitch from Divergent?
what?
You know, the girl from Divergent, she does, yeah, she said that. It was about her badge, though. What's it? Shailene Woodley.
Ooh, can you imagine getting a fucking sunburn on your vagina?
No, girl, the sun? Now I have to have cancer on my hole? No, thank you. It's too involved with my life, and I need it. I would rather it be a little stained than, like, I don't know, have fucking third degree sunburn.
Speaking of your whole, I hear you're still dating Corey.
I am dating Corey. We are not dating other people, just each other.
Oh.
I know. It's only been like a month and a half. So, you know, I'm cautiously optimistic is what I'm, my whole mantra at the moment.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but we had... we've seen each other a few times, but we've only had like overnight visits like twice. Okay. And so we just had another, and yeah, it was amazing. We watched season 4 of Drag Race. He has never heard of Drag Race. He has no idea. And he was so enthralled. When Sharon Needles came down the runway and you remember the blood capsule like spilling out of her mouth, he was gagged and gooped. I got him into he's like, I'm on episode 138. Like, oh God. He's like, I started from the beginning. He's like, why do they look so different? I'm all money. but, like I was He was so open-minded. Now he's like binging it. And I'm so obsessed with that. I'm like, I can't believe it. He's always like, because it's our show and not yours. And I'm like, you're so dumb. But I was like, who do you like better, Trixie or Katya? He's like, I love Trixie's laugh. I'm like, dope. I'm like, how do you get any of these references though? Like, you're binging this show and they talk about Drag Race constantly. He's like, we have to watch that. So I was like, okay, we're going to start at season 4. The quality is a little bit better than, I mean, we can't start at 1.
Oh one God, with filmed. The fucking Vaseline filter. Everybody looks like God. They're just.
That was before they got it down. I don't know what was happening. But yeah, we started at 4. He's like, he's such a bitch. I'm like, I know. He loves Latrice. Who doesn't? Yeah, so I don't know why, but I'm talking about Drag Race. But
no, that's fun. That's exciting. It was the same thing for Matt and me. Like, Matt had heard of Drag Race before because he's actually worked with one of the queens.
Which one?
Oh my God. This isn't gonna narrow it down, but she's one of the ones that Raven and
Photo... Raja.
Yes, she's one of the ones that Raven and Raja used to. Like they had their own nickname for her. They would like mispronounce her name on purpose.
Oh, I know who you're talking about, but I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I remember like, them doing that.
Like, it's like,
was it, it's
like,
not Monet Exchange. No,
not Monet Exchange, but it's close. Yeah. Similar to Monet. Coco something. I don't know.
Not Coco Montrese.
No. You know, why are we doing this? I can just look it up. Hold on.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I'm trying to think of her name. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Because every time he would mention it, I would even say the name that they had for her is the thing.
Is it? It's not Ivy Winters.
No.
Okay.
Oh my God. Shea Kulea. It's Shea Kulea.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yes. Oh, she's fierce.
Yeah. So
she can do anything.
I don't know if he recorded and mixed or just mixed a record for her that was produced by a friend of his before we met. So he was aware of Drag Race. He knew, like, you know, he knew that she was one of the.
It's hard. I feel like it would be difficult not to be aware of it at this point, you know?
When we started dating,
well, now,
and spending a lot of time together, I think it was actually even once he moved into this apartment, we would just stay up and watch Drag Race. Binged some of the earlier episodes of Drag Race that were available like on Hulu and stuff, because they don't have the whole catalog. It's like after
I know.
It goes to,
and they don't have Untucked. I'm like, get out of here. Which
I'm fine with, because no.
I told Corey, you have to see the drama in season 4, because Willem, like, in Untucked, amazing.
I have only seen, like, 2 seasons of Untucked.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I don't watch them anymore. If someone was, like, in Untucked, blah, 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 I'll look at that part. But for the most part, I don't watch it now.
Do you remember the season that had Gaga on it? They did Untucked on YouTube, on WoW, on the WoW
I know.
YouTube channel.
They did that for season 7, I think 7, 8, 9, 10 maybe. And
so
then
That was when I was watching Untucked, is when I could watch the episode and then watch Untucked on YouTube. Because
they should have
could do it at different times. It was always available for me to like to do it before watching the next episode, or any time between the 2 episodes airing or whatever. But that was like just when they had just switched over to VH1, right? And VH1 wasn't doing Untucked also at the time.
So you mean like the show was on VH1 and Untucked was on YouTube? Is that what you're saying?
Like right at the beginning, they did YouTube Untucked and the show on VH1 after it switched over from Logo.
Yes, but that didn't last. I mean, Untucked YouTube didn't last long, you know. It was like only 3 seasons, and I wonder if they're still up. But it's hard to find, and I get it. It's also tedious sometimes, unless there's high drama.
I am going to subscribe to Paramount Plus.
Uh-huh.
So I'll at least be able to watch the past episodes. They don't show up as they
Where are you at? I'm Are you like a current watcher, or are you just going through the
catalog? I'm behind a couple of seasons. There's two, and I also can't keep up because there's like two seasons a year, and then there's now so many different versions of it all over the world that I don't know, what I've seen, what I haven't seen, or if what I'm hearing about pertains just to the US show, or if it's actually like UK that they're talking about, and I'm just unaware because I don't know any of the queens. I will say
UK, totally worth watching. Totally good. As good, if not a little bit above the current US version, because it's like they're doing it more old school.
I get my drag fix watching that's what I love more than anything else that WOW has ever put out, that has ever been put out by the official show, that has like anything. I love more than anything else. More than
it's so well produced.
Review, more than
that sort of review should be in a trash can at this point. It's like,
it was really good at the beginning. I used to watch it religiously, but now.
Well, they don't give their honest opinions anymore because the fans attack them if they don't like a certain queen's look. So now they're just like,
who's even doing that anymore? Because it's not Raj anymore, right?
I think it is. I haven't watched though in like 2 years, but I agree with you. I mean, Drag Race is a little bit is great. It really is, and it's so well produced, well edited. I rewatched them. It's just fun.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a really good show.
I did like, I've seen a couple of episodes of the Trixie and Katya show, the podcast. I've seen a couple episodes of that. It's so weird to see them out of drag for the entirety of a show.
Yeah, I've been watching. Well, I've been either listening or sometimes I'll YouTube them. Honestly, you know who gags me and is so fun every time? Watch some of Bob's content. He's very fucking entertaining. And his podcast with Monet is so good. It's so funny.
Sibling rivalry.
Yeah. And it really is damn entertaining, girl.
I'll check it out. I'm open to it.
Bob is probably like my
top queen. Bob's channel.
Mm-hmm.
But I think of all of the queens, the person's content I like consume the most is Trixie's.
Absolutely. Well, she's everywhere. It's like she does everything.
I know. There was an episode where they're talking about how busy she is, and on the Trixie and Katya show, and they're out of drag, of course. She's wearing like a beanie and the deepest, darkest bags under her eyes. Like, she looks so,
makeup is so
fucking exhausted. And they're talking about how busy she is because she had literally just come back from, I think, doing a music video, because there was they do the Queens Who Like to Watch on Netflix YouTube channel.
Love that show. Yeah.
Well, there's like a whole month where Trixie isn't on the show. They have other queens come in and guest for her because she was off doing something else.
Who was the other? Jinx, and who was that other one? That's like their friend. She's a famous drag queen.
I know. There was a couple of them. There was like three or something in that span of time.
They were great. They were really funny. But yeah, I'm sure she's like so fucking busy. And Katya doesn't seem to take on as many projects on purpose. I don't think she's like ambitious in that way.
Well, Katya says all the time, she's like, I just say no. She's like, that's something you need to get better at. Like, I just say no.
It's so funny because when like got really big, I always thought Katya was going to be the biggest star from it for some reason. I thought in the beginning, everybody didn't like Trixie as much. Remember how they were like, she always interrupts her and everything. But now, I mean, Trixie Mattel, like, huge. Even RuPaul said it on talk show recently. He's like, that bitch is rich or something like that. And she is.
I think the thing about Trixie Mattel is that nobody expected is the fact that she diversified so well.
And
because when she was on the show, her first season was at season four?
Seven.
Season seven? Okay, so when she
her
was
on Katya.
The, when she was on her first season of Drag Race, she didn't do very well and she wasn't very impressive. No. And like, I swear to God, I don't remember anything about her from that season. And it's not it's
forgettable.
It wasn't until that I finally paid attention to really either one of them, to be honest, except for the fact that Katya had the rap at the end in a Rejirochu.
Oh, but that was All Stars, and that was incredible.
And that's the thing that I remember most about her outside of the
YouTube incredible, star. By the way. Rejirochu is such a fucking bop. I love Katya's verse. It's so fun.
I don't really remember them for a long time. So when I found it was only because I was watching Alaska and Corey's show.
Oh, I missed that show.
On YouTube. That was reason I had
the biggest crush on Corey Mickey. I used to think he was the cutest guy in the world. I was like, not my current Corey.
Alaska's no, I know what you're talking about.
It is bigger than I'm dating Corey now.
You're talking about Gigi Gorgeous's ex-boyfriend, Corey.
Yes, I am. And I know he's super hot. He's super gorgeous. He's Gigi. He's Corey Gorgeous. That's dumb. I don't regret it. It is insane how hard Trixie works. And she seems to be a very ambitious person who like wants to, like you said, diversify, do everything.
And the reason she has stayed so relevant is because of all the different ways, different avenues she's pushed herself into. Because at the time when I first started paying attention to Trixie, the only queen I cared about was Alaska. And now I don't see anything about Alaska anywhere anymore.
And I love Alaska. And I did listen to her and Willem's podcast, but I stopped doing Race Chaser. Any of the podcasts where the queens are like, well, who's going to win this season? Like Monet and Bob have sibling watchery where they go over the episode. And then Willem and Alaska have their show. What is it again?
Race Chaser.
And you know what my issue is? Is like in the show, they're like, well, I wonder who the top three is going to be and stuff like that as each episode is airing. But I know they know. Like Willem and Alaska know everyone. The queens that are on the season tell everybody like the placements. So it's like, they're just pretending like not to know and like picking favorites. Meanwhile, they know the top three at least.
Yeah.
So I hate that because it's just like not fun.
I agree. I if I'm going to like consume any auxiliary drag race content, it's going to be like random people on the internet who don't have a large following that just enjoy Drag Race. Cause there's even a couple of YouTubers who kind of like have who kind of have made their whole platform about Drag Race. And I feel like even those people at one point get a little too big and a little too close to what's happening in order to be like 100% just off the cuff with their opinions and solely based on what the performance that each person is giving in each episode.
Right. And not based on like their knowledge of
what leaks they've found or what's been leaked to them or like who they know.
I never look. There's a Drag Race spoiler sub on Reddit. I never look at it because there's a lot of leaked information. And at first I thought that was pretty entertaining, but the YouTube platforms you're talking about who like do the detective work and they're like, oh no, Trinity the Tuck made a shady Twitter, you know, and they're recapping like, what the queens are doing. I read Reddit. Exactly. I read something on Reddit. Now I'm going to make some ad revenue money from it, from this common information. So
tweeted. Like, I have a Twitter
exclusive
account.
Information that's already all over the internet.
Exclusively here. You can only find the answers right here on this episode of I Read Twitter.
I read Twitter and all I care about is Drag Race. Help me. Help me. No, I mean, I don't get involved in all that. At this point, I watch the season. I watch, of course, listen to a couple pods. And that's basically my relationship with Drag Race at the moment. But how we got into the conversation is, yes, I really enjoyed, because, you know, it's one of my favorite shows. And, you know, it even dates back to our friendship in school.
Yeah,
like when
you're
we used
the one
to watch
that introduced me to
episodes.
Drag Race my first year of, actually, I was still senior in high school. And you showed me, yeah, because I was already going to.
I love that. I know. It's like, Nikki, you have to see this. So, you're probably like texting. What season?
I was, and you were furious. I was on my phone the entire time.
No. When you were texting during the comeback, I was like, bitch, you are missing comedic gold. You're like, hold on. I know. I used to be such a control freak about like the way my friends would like watch things.
Yeah, the way your friends consume content.
I know. I'd be like, so what did you think? Like, while they're watching it, it's just so obnoxious.
And meanwhile, I'm on my phone. I have no idea what you're talking about.
You're like, yeah, Trinity went home. I'm like, that was last season, girl. What are we doing? Are you watching? You're like, yeah, Rue looks fine. Anyway, I'm going to. But it was still so fun. It's still such a fucking
fun memory.
Anyway,
I better get home because I'm in high school.
But yeah, we watched Drag Race. We watched the comeback. Listeners, if you haven't seen the comeback, please, with Lisa Kudrow.
If you haven't seen the comeback, I was going to say aren't welcome here, but I don't want to alienate anybody.
Yeah. please don't.
Don't bother coming back.
If you haven't watched the comeback by the next episode, don't even bother coming back. So stupid. But it is great. But anyway, so yeah.
But honestly, there's no excuse anymore. It's on HBO Max. Both seasons
is it
are
finally
up on HBO Max.
Good. It was really tough to find for a while there. And it really is underrated.
I had to buy the first season. Ugh. When I finally wanted to actually watch it. Yeah. But when I finally wanted to actually finish watching it, all the way through, I had to buy the entire first season on DVD.
I remember. I think you did that after college. I don't remember that being.
It was not after college, but it was after you'd left.
Ah, okay.
Yeah,
it was, that makes
sense. I think
sense.
I bought it the year that you were in New York.
Well, you have good taste. What did you think of the switch up at the very end of season two? You know how it goes from reality
to... It goes from,
to,
like, reality TV to just, like, an actual show.
I know, her in that gorgeous green dress, like, in the rain, on the red carpet. Oh, the drama, honey. Her racing to the hospital. Oh, I love that. Like, I don't want to give spoilers, so spoiler alert. If you don't want to hear this, skip, like, 30 seconds. But yeah, whenever she chose to leave the award ceremony to like be with Mickey instead, my heart. And now Mickey's gone. Mm-hmm. Anyway, spoiler alert, Mickey. Well, that's not a spoiler. That's just life. The actor who played Mickey passed. But anyway, yeah. So back to me. yes, I dated Corey. Yes, it's really fun. I'm in like such a good mood these last few days. And
that's good. I'm happy. Because we were so unsure. Well, I was unsure. I was like,
I mean, the fact of the matter is that a bitch got like not ghosted, but I did get canceled on one too many times to the point where I was like, never again. But then we reconnected and, you know, timing, I guess. I don't know. But I'm just seeing where it goes.
Anyway, so when's the wedding?
I know. We are getting married. Our couple name is Midori, and I really think it's gorge. I want to get a print out of it, but just slap it on the wall.
Any photos you might be taking at the ceremony or any fan photos you want to share of the two of them that you maybe find online, hashtag Midori.
Hashtag, guys, I know it's so tempting to take pictures of us right now because we look amazing and it's our big day. But we do need that branding. So just slap the Midori on, if you don't mind. Put your phone down, Nikki. Texting during my wedding. Really? Bitch.
Anyway, you would too.
You'd be like, are they still saying their vows? Or, well, yeah, so... I know that was a rocky road. The past episodes, I was
rocky
like,
Rocky Road
fully,
is delicious.
I love Rocky Road. But Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to say about it because it feels all, it's just also new, but it's also like so intense. You
Yeah,
know, I
but it
mean,
also
you
like
know
it's it
how
doesn't
beginning
matter.
is.
It doesn't so much matter how things turn out or where things go or whatever, because it's good right now.
I
And as
know.
much shit as I talk about like the past and how unsure we all were about everything at the beginning, that
Yeah.
doesn't matter either because it's in the
No.
past. We're over
No,
it.
but you're allowed to feel those, you're
No,
allowed to
and I
question
don't though. The
anything.
thing is like I genuinely don't have any feelings about the way that things started anymore. As long as he's good to you now, like that's genuinely
Oh.
not even doesn't even matter. I just
I thought
make
you were
jokes
talking
about it
about like,
because of the way we flamed him on that episode of the
oh
podcast.
no,
Like
it's so funny. I mean, it's so funny because you know how some couples meet and they're like, well, I don't want to tell everybody that we met on fucking Tinder. So let's make up a story about how we met. Girl, I don't even get to do that. I have because everything that I have has been fucking recorded and put up.
Well, even with
No,
like
he's all
Matt
you
and I met
want.
online also, and from the jump we were like, yeah, well, okay, so at first we're like, we met online, how everybody's doing it now. And then after a while we're like, we met on Bumble.
Yeah, I mean, everybody does now. I don't know why I still feel that little like, is oh, isn't it silly that I met someone on the internet? But it's just so commonplace now. I've done it a million times, but I never really,
Well,
I
because
don't know.
it still does have like a stigma about it for whatever reason, like
It's so
strangely
weird.
for whatever
I
reason.
know. And people do make up stories about like how they met all the time. I'm just like, no, I don't think anybody is going to judge you guys for that. You know, when people are like,
I'm judging you.
well, do it, bitch. You can judge me
No, I'm
all you
kidding.
want. No, I mean, I like that you question things and that you're like protective of like me in that way. You were like, be careful. You know, you don't know what's happening, and he sounds not great sometimes. Yeah, and I joke about it with him all the time. I'm like, hey, Flake. But anyway, I'm really content with like where I'm at in this whole thing. I don't want to gush too much, you know, because like I just don't want to get like overexcited about it. But yeah, the truth is, I'm like so fucking thrilled to be dating somebody and like just someone I like, you know. And
Yeah.
that it's mutual. It's mutual. I
Yeah,
mean,
and that's
it's
the most
like,
important thing, the fact that it's mutual. Because you can like somebody all you want and you can have all these feelings of whatever that you want, but the most important thing is that you're getting them back. And I think that's the rare thing because, you know, we get crushes all the time, people get crushes all the time. And if those feelings aren't reciprocated, then it can't go anywhere because it doesn't mean anything.
yeah, exactly. And but it hurts for a minute when people are like, sorry, it's not a match. But I mean, it's not really personal, and you can't really like get pissed at people for not like being into you. You know, it's like, okay, that's you're not, I'm not for you.
Yeah.
I get it. But yeah, I've never felt that way with Corey. In fact, like, I'll say one thing, like, I was wearing my wigs like when I met him the first time. And we kind of talked about it because he was like, I mean, I don't, this is personal, but whatever, who fucking cares? He was like, I want to grab your hair, you know, like, do you always wear wigs? Like, before he asked me that, he was like, can I ask you something
And you were
personal?
like, I don't wear wigs. This is my hair.
This is my hair. Dang, 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 dang. I don't wear wigs. The horse. But anyway. Yeah, so basically, I was pretty self-conscious about what you even laughing at.
I'm still
I
laughing at the absurdity of that music video because I completely had forgotten.
She's like standing by a horse whose mane is
It's
slow.
so
Why?
serious. It's like so
I
like
know.
deadpan and like
It's
dramatic.
literally everything. I fucking love that stupid song. Alaska's whole phase with that. Anyway, so like, I was like, well, yes, I always wear wigs because like my hair is thinning, but I'm actually working on it. I've been on Propecia and like I'm skin needling and I'm doing shit. And I'm seeing some regrowth, but I'm still like not fully feeling 100% about it, you know. But I was like, yeah, basically I pretty much wear wigs all the time. I even slept in one like the last time, and he noticed, like, not that it was a wig, because I told him before, but anyway, so he was basically like, I like you as you are, and like, if you're comfortable taking off, you can, and like, it's fine, and if you don't want to, that's okay, I just want to give you that option. And yeah, honey, I wore my wig to meet him, and then I took it off, like, when we were alone, and I felt loved and embraced and, like, yet comfortable. And so beautiful. That's the big one for me.
Well, if Alaska taught us anything, it's that anus thing is possible.
Stop. Alaska's voice is so dumb. I love when she does ballads. I'm like, girl, her, Bob, and obviously Trixie and Katya and Monet are, like, my top, my peep. I love them all. Alaska is so serious. So yeah, guys, I will probably keep y'all updated on my dating situation. It's so funny because the last three episodes have been, like, ridiculous about that. Well, no, I think we didn't even mention it in one of them, which, great, because it doesn't need to become all about that. But yeah, so I'm just in a good place. I don't know. I'm, like, half annoyingly happy at the moment. And yeah, everybody's like, shut up about Corey. Nobody said that, but
no, you folks out there, thank you for listening. Also, if you want us to gab about anything in particular, mm-hmm. any topics, if there's something that you want us to, like, watch and talk shit about, we can do that also. DM us on Instagram at tgirlt. Yeah, we'll see you next time. Thank you guys.
We'll see you next time. Love you. Bye. Guys. Bye.